Good morning, everyone. Good. Happy Lord's Day. Happy Lord's Day. Thank you. We're going to start with singing this morning. If you have a song you like to sing, just raise your hand. Go ahead, Noah. 41. Number 41. I'm going to let you give a few songs out today, this morning. And if you give me the privilege, I might give out a couple too. Is that okay? Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Around the throne of God. Favorite they like to sing. Yes.
44.
44. Thank you. Into the tent where I
still none can say I
Number 40, thank you. Jesus loves me. This hymn out, a very simple question. And you know what? We're going to open up the Bible, the Word of God this morning, and with the Lord's help, He's going to be able to read it in our own language, and we're going to understand how God wants us to know the way of salvation and how much He loves us to be in His family. And you know it's simple. So I'm going to ask this boy a question, a simple question. We sang it over in the chorus. Jesus loves me. And he's going to have to forgive me because it's a really simple question. But who's me? Go ahead. Me. He pointed to himself. You got it? So now we're going to sing the last verse, and we're going to sing the chorus, and we're going to point to ourselves, and no one is to sing me. Okay? It's going to be really quiet when we sing me. You ready? Last verse.
Jesus loves me. He will stay. Loves me.
Let's sing a few more. Yes.
Number five.
Number five, what's that? Very good. Very good. Oh, happy day. And what was your choice going to be?
Mine was 46.
46. Thank you. So we'll sing number five first. All right, we're going to change the words just a little bit in the chorus, okay? We're going to sing it all, but the tune just changes a few words. Oh, happy day that takes my joy from me, my Savior and my God. To the back page, number 46. Glad to Okay, we're going to sing some more. Before we do, let's talk to the Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, thank you for each soul in this room. Okay, let's stand and sing a song that's not in the book. It's Wide, Wide as the Ocean. Okay?
Wide as the ocean.
Things I would like to let you know this morning. One of the things is we're going to open up the Word of God and we're going to read a few passages. But I also have a few things here, a few cups and saucers, and we're going to try filling them too. Now, in filling them, often they've been filled up by mums and dads with coffee. But we're going to fill them with something different this morning that you get to take with you, okay? The first thing I'm going to need is some volunteers to help me reading. And I'm going to need two volunteers, maybe three. Three volunteers. I have two volunteers so far. This is a children's meeting. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes. And I want everyone to feel included because the Word of God says, "Behold, I and the children whom thou hast given me." And so this morning, if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want you to be included in the children. Because you're part of God's family and part of the Father's heart. He wants to bestow a lot of love for you today. So, we have one volunteer, second volunteer, and Sophia. So, could you all stand up, please? And come out here, and we're going to let you read this loud and clear. What is that you've got in your hands? Say that again. What do you have in your hands?
A Bible.
And what did you think your Bible looks like?
A Bible? It looks like it's torn up.
Okay, how's that look?
Much better.
Is there anything wrong with it? Is there anything wrong with it?
It's kind of ripped.
It's a good used, worn Bible, yeah, but it has a nice leather cover on it. And would you like this one? Does that one look good?
I'll trade you.
Well, we'll stay for that for now. So I'm going to ask Sophia to read Genesis chapter, starting in chapter 45. Noah, I want you to find one of my favorite verses in the New Testament. It's in 1 Timothy chapter 1. Okay, 1 Timothy chapter 1. Now, I think it might be helpful if they had someone a little older, one of the teenagers, come and help them too. Okay, because finding the passages for some of them, it's hard to find the books of the Bible. So who do we have for volunteers here?
I found it.
Well, I'm going to pick... Yeah, I think maybe...
I can be a teenager.
I think maybe Dennett, could you come up and help Noah find 1 Timothy? Well, thank you. Can you help Sophia find Genesis 37, please? Okay, this one. You're in 1 Timothy.
Genesis 37?
Yes. Okay, and you're going to read for me.
Will I look at this one?
Yeah, one.
What's your name?
Max.
Axe?
Max.
Oh, Max. Hi, Max. Okay. Max, I'm going to have you read a verse for me.
That reminds me of Acts chapter 1. Excuse me.
You're going to read John 8 and 21, but we'll let Sophia go first. Sophia, go ahead.
It doesn't have Genesis in it.
Well, it doesn't have Genesis in it. Okay, well, you can sit down then. Sorry. Okay, Noah, I think, have you found 1 Timothy chapter 1?
It doesn't have 1 Timothy in it.
It doesn't have 1...
It doesn't have chapter... Oh, here it is. No, that's 2. There's no 1 Timothy chapter 1.
Thank you. There's no 1 Timothy chapter 1 in this Bible, but it did look a lot better, eh, Noah? You can have a seat, too. Okay, Matt, do you want me to hold the Bible? Would you like to try reading this one here? Then said Jesus. Thank you. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. Thank you. Let you sit down. Okay. Let's go back to the first reading in Genesis 37. I want to thank Matt and Noah and Sophia and everyone that came up to help. We're going to talk about what happened. But in, Genesis chapter 45. Genesis chapter 45. We're going to read from the first verse. And we're going to go all the way down to the 15th verse. Genesis 45. Okay? This is going to be a long time reading. But let's go. Everyone found it? Genesis chapter 45. It says, Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him. And he cried, Cause every man to go out from me. And there stood no man with him while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians in the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. Does my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brethren, Come near to me, I pray you. And they came near. And he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom ye sold into Egypt. Now therefore be not grieved, nor angry with yourselves that you sold me hither. For God did send me before you to preserve life. Verse 7, And God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God. And he hath made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Haste ye, and go up to my father, and say unto him, Thus saith thy son Joseph, God hath made me lord of all Egypt. Come down unto me, tarry not. And thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, thou shalt be near unto me. Thou and thy children, and thy children's children, and thy flocks, and thy herds, and all that thou hast. There will I nourish thee, for yet there are 5 years of famine, lest thou and thy household and all that thou hast come to poverty. And behold, your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin. that is my mouth that speaketh unto you. Ye shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt, and of all that ye have seen, ye shall haste and bring down my father hither. And he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck and wept. And Benjamin wept upon his neck. Moreover, he kissed all his brethren and wept upon them. And after that, his brethren talked with him. Let's hold that place and we'll go to 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15. Could I get Isaac or Aaron Sachs to read that for me? 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15.
It is a faithful thing and worthy of all acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief.
Thank you. Okay. And then I read a verse in John's Gospel, chapter 8, and verse 21. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way. Ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. This morning, the thought came to me about being in the presence of God. Have you ever thought about it? Being in the presence of God. And I want to just mention a few people. There was a man by the name of Cain. He had a brother, Abel. He's found in the first few chapters of this special book. And in this special book, we read about Cain, that he went out from the presence of the Lord. There's another gentleman that we can read about, and I know there's a boy, a young man here by the name of Thomas. And if we read in John's Gospel, chapter 21, that when his friends and his disciples, who were friends, got together one morning, he wasn't with them. And after the event, his friends, the disciples, came to him and said, Thomas, we have seen the Lord. We have seen the Lord. So, you know, if someone came up to you and said, we have seen the Lord, do you think that was good news for Thomas? Sort of. Why was it kind of good news? And he had mixed feelings. What do you think? I think the reason why Thomas was good news is because his Lord was seen by somebody. He wasn't dead. He was alive. And that's good news. You know, if you have something get hurt, do you feel bad a little bit? But if it gets all better again, you feel better? Yeah. Well, Thomas's best friend, the Lord, was risen. But he missed him. He missed seeing him. And so that was a sadness, is because he missed out. And I want the boys and the girls and all of us as children here this morning to not miss out on appreciating God who sees us, okay, and watches over us. And God that looks right in, you know, you might have counted all the seats in this room in the last day or two. But did you know that He's actually counted every one of your hairs this morning that you had to comb? He did. So you see, God knows all about us. He knows our down sitting and our uprising. He knows our thoughts afar off. He knows what you're thinking about. You know, the ceiling is very attractive. And so if I don't see your eyes, you might be attracted to the ceiling. That's okay. We have a lot of things to attract us. But this morning I want to attract your hearts to Jesus, the Lord Jesus. And that's why I picked the story of Joseph, because in the story of Joseph, he's a type of the Lord Jesus. And in this chapter, I thought it had something very special because God has a big heart. He really does. And in God's heart, He wants you to be in His family. And that's why He sent Jesus to die. And if you don't know Jesus, there's probably two things that are preventing you from knowing Jesus right now. One of them is your thoughts, your ideas. Because in Isaiah chapter 55, we read about the Lord Jesus says, "My ways are not your ways, neither are my thoughts your thoughts." And in John 8 and 21, we read how the Lord Jesus said He was going to go His way. And the religious people of His day, the Pharisees, said He had to say, "You're going to die in your sins." So you see, it might be that our thoughts are not Jesus' thoughts. And that's why we don't appreciate who the Lord Jesus is and His presence, His person. You know, when you get to know Jesus and realize that He's a heart, a God that really loves us, it really changes our focus on a person. I always ask you at your home, are you glad that you have a... Let me see, I have to be careful who I ask. Please forgive me, but Noah, you like it. Are you glad you have a dad at home?
He's not at home, he's right
here. He's right here.
My dad was at home.
Okay. Okay, you gave me a full answer. But are you glad that your dad is here with you?
Sometimes I don't.
Yeah. That's an honest opinion. Okay? And you know, if you were to ask my children that, they would say, "Dad, I'm glad you didn't show up at the young people's last night." So I think they're very happy with me this morning. Okay, that's the way we think. But you know, dads are really special and really important. And you know, we have a Father in heaven. And the Father in heaven, He looked down upon us, and there was a problem. When Adam and Eve came into the world, were made, God made them. It says that they sinned and God had to put them out of the garden. And you know, it's our sins that keep us from understanding God as our Father in a relationship just like you can enjoy your father. But in a greater relationship, because God our Father is always the same. He's always caring. He's always loving. He always has a heart towards us that wants to give us something really special. And so, the good news is that although sin came into the world, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 4 it says, Christ died for our sins. And so it's possible for us now to come to the Father through having our sins forgiven, asking Jesus to wash them away. And that's why that verse in 1 Timothy 1 and 15, it's really important. Because, although it's not in this one, it's in God's book that's complete. Okay? And so there's two reasons why you may not be saved this morning. It's because you're leaving out some of those scriptures, some of the passages in the Bible. This book here starts in Exodus chapter 5. It's just fallen a few too many times and the cover came off in some of the pages. This one here has been well used, but I think it must have, the binding got a little loose and it's missing 1 Timothy, it only comes to 1 Timothy chapter 6. Okay? So, I didn't rip it actually. It came that way. Or it's, over time, it's, this is all that's left. Okay? But it's wonderful that God wanted us to know His thoughts towards His Son. And so, He's given us all of the Word of God. He's given us all of the Word of God. And so, I want you to rest tonight, this morning, with joy. With joy, because God wants you to rest with joy. He wants you to know, as He told Mary in John chapter 20, "My Father can be your Father, and my God your God." You know, it's a wonderful thing to know God as our Father, and to know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Because, how can I explain to you about the Father? And about His presence. how He really wants our presence. Well, you know, the one thing I have here, we read it yesterday in Luke chapter 15. Who can tell me about the chapter in Luke 15 that we read yesterday? The son was a what? A prodigal. Yes, one who was wasteful. One who was wasteful. But you know what was really encouraging? That whole story, you know. Why is that story so special? Why would we want to read it all about? Just because we like prodigal sons?
No.
Because the prodigal son came back? Well, the prodigal son came back, but you know, if that's all, he came back to a house and he wasn't welcomed by a father, would it be the same story? No, it wouldn't be the same story at all. Yeah. He came back. And you know, I have something in this bag. You see, these are, some people might call them chocolates. Yeah. Okay, I have. What does that say? Say that a little louder.
Kisses.
Kisses. Good. What does this one say?
Hug.
A hug. Now, how do you know a difference between a hug and a kiss? Valerie, can you help me? This one is a kiss, and this one is a hug. What's the difference? Yes, the hugs have stripes, or they have lines that wrap around them. Okay? Now, what's those things called?
Smarties.
Okay. I started by saying that we have two things that might keep us from knowing God. One is our thoughts. You children here, you have a lot of thoughts. Okay? Is that Smarties? Yes? Are those Smarties? Yes. Smarties seem pretty good to taste, don't you think? But you know what? They're just, maybe Smarties could speak to us about our thoughts. And then we have hugs and we have kisses. And in John chapter 15, that father, what did he do when he first met the son? What did he do? Noah, you've answered a lot.
Hug and kiss.
He did. He did. He gave him a hug and a kiss. He gave him a hug and a kiss. That's what the father did. And so we read in Genesis 37 about a man by the name of Joseph, who's a type of the Lord Jesus. Genesis 45. And Joseph came unto his 11 brothers. And did they sit up with a big smile on their face? In verse 3. Aaron, can you answer that one for me? Did Joseph's brothers sit up with a big smile on their face, really glad that they were in Joseph's presence?
No.
No. What does it say about his presence in that verse, Aaron? What's the word that God gives us in verse 3, Aaron, that tells us how his brethren felt in Joseph's presence?
Troubled.
Troubled. Oh, I hope all you boys and girls are really upset right now, troubled, shaking. Why would I want to wish that for you right now? Why won't I see boys and girls not very happy? Because if you don't have Jesus in your heart, why is it so important to have Jesus in your heart? Because You get to know the Father. You get to enjoy the hugs and the kisses that He has for you. See, his brethren hadn't seen Joseph for a number of years in this chapter. And then we read, he says, what's the first thing he did? It says, come near to me. They didn't even want to get close. They were so troubled. And you know, maybe the Bible is like that to you in your life and in my life. How do you feel about picking up the Bible in the morning? Is it one of those things that I have my thoughts and I can hit the day? Or do we take it a little reading in the morning and enjoy God's thoughts? It's important that we have a bit of God's thoughts. Are there some passages in the Bible maybe that you'd like to pull out, like Noah suggested I did in some of my old Bibles? Is there some of those passages where the Father wants to give you hugs and kisses, but you have kind of declined to say, I think thanks, but my nights are kind of full. I have a lot of a big agenda, and I would just prefer to keep my agenda. And, you know, I like the Father, and I'm a Christian, but I just don't have time to be in the presence of the Lord this week. How is it? How does the Lord Jesus feel about that? You know, the Father has given us special provisions this side of heaven for us to enjoy. And so, first of all, we have to come near. If we don't come near, we're not going to understand the Father's voice and the Father's heart. And so, what was it when Joseph came near? When Joseph came near, it says, down in verse 14, it says, he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept upon his neck. Moreover, he kissed all his brethren and wept over them. And after that, his brethren talked with him. What was the thing he did, Joseph did with his brothers? It says, he fell on their neck and wept. It says he kissed all his brethren. You know, if all we leave in the morning, when we leave our day, is our own thoughts, they seem pretty good, don't they? Have a lot of Smarties. You're welcome to take some if you like them. At the end of Sunday school. But now I need four different volunteers to come up. Three other volunteers to come up. Who is the other volunteers that haven't come up already? Sure, you can come up. You'd like to come up? Sure, you both can come up. Okay? You just have to stand behind a cup. Now, you can stand over here behind this one. Okay, I can bring this one over. There you go. Your names?
Naomi.
Pardon?
Naomi.
Abigail and?
Naomi.
Naomi, nice to meet you. And your name?
Oscar.
Oscar. Thank you. So, what I have, Oscar, do you like kisses or hugs from Dad?
Both.
Both. Okay. How about you, Abigail? Hugs or kisses? Kisses. Let's see here. I've got kisses. You can have as many as you can put in the cup. How about you?
Kisses
too? You can have as many as you want in the cup. And you can have as many hugs and as many kisses. So you can actually just take some out of the bags and put them in your cup. And put as many as you like in your cup. Or you don't have to take any. If you don't want any, you can just sit down too. And you know, because you're having a big cup like an older person, you can put as many in the cup and outside of the cup, as many as you can take back with you. Okay? So if there's some fall on the side, you can leave them on the side too. You know, if it was your turn up here and you had the opportunity to fill a cup, I wonder how many you would put in. Let's see how many Abigail's going to put in. Remember, you can put as many in the cup and some on the sides too, whatever you can carry back. And when you're done, you can take it back with you and sit down. They're putting a bunch of hugs and kisses in a cup right now.
Will they get to keep them?
Will they get to keep them? That's a good question.
No, eat them.
Oh, eat them.
Because if they don't, then I will.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to let their parents decide whether they can eat them or not. How's that?
That's good for me.
Good for you? Okay, when you've got as many as you want, you can go and sit down and take it back with you. Maybe put it on the chair beside where you're sitting so you don't have to hold it the whole time. And if you don't want to take it back with you, you know, you can leave it there. Or do you want someone to help carry it back for you? Yeah, you can put some back.
This is a lot.
This is a lot? Okay. Very good. Is that what you want now? Good. 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 Thank you. Okay. So we had some that only wanted kisses. We had some that just took the saucer and they made it level with the top. There's others that have kisses and they're heaped up a little bit. Oscar, he has them not just in the cup, he has them on the saucer. You remember the illustration I was trying to make with the hugs and kisses? You know, Luke 15 isn't much of a story if it doesn't have a father's heart in it. I want to say to each one here, if we don't have the father's heart, we don't have much of a story of a life. Okay? I'm sorry I've gone into overtime. But I want to close by summarizing a little bit what we said. You know, Oscar's example makes me think of the Father's heart through another type of the Lord Jesus. He said to David, he says, "My cup runneth over." Is that what we want from a father's heart in your life? Do you want to have a father's heart that says, "My cup runneth over"? That's what he offers us. You see, we have unlimited supply for those three people. Unlimited supply. I'm not sure we have unlimited for all the boys and girls to fill all their cups. But after Sunday school, we'll make sure that you all get some. I'll hand them out. Okay? But I want you to understand the Father's heart. It's really big. Well, do you want to know God as your Father? Do you want to come? You have to come and accept Jesus as your Savior. And when you accept Jesus as your Savior, you get the Father. A Father has a heart of love. Okay? And I want to encourage you that to have the Father's full hugs and kisses. You know, make sure you have the complete Word of God. Leave the Smarties behind. And just take the hugs and the kisses that He wants to offer. Take your thoughts, leave them behind. And just enjoy the Father's heart of love. That's what warmed the heart. And you know what? It's an unlimited supply. Because it says about the Father and the Son in Luke 15, they began to get married. It was a very happy occasion. And you know why they were together? Why the Son was with the Father? I don't think the Mary ever stopped. How is it in your life and in my life? Are you ready for the Father's heart? Are you ready to enjoy your Father? I'm speaking about the Father in heaven and through that we get to know through the Lord Jesus. You know, He has a heart that wants to fill us and say, "My cup overfloweth." Well, it's very important, children. First of all, to get it, we have to know Jesus as our Savior. Remember that either Jesus says in Acts 8, or John 8 and 21, He says, "I go my way and you die in your sins." Or the other one is you can say, "Christ died for my sins, according to the Scriptures." Let's pray.